Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The ZANU-PF faction backing ousted party Vice President Joyce Mujuru says it has engaged lawyers to explore ways to challenge the party's December Congress, which they allege was illegal.
We are taking the legal route. We are consulting our lawyers. As soon as the consultation process is over, then we can move on.
Health ministers are responsible for HIV/AIDS in the Southern African Development Community, or SADC region, are holding a meeting in Zimbabwe's Victoria Falls to discuss health approaches to various diseases.
Yes, the total number of our new infections has actually decreased. Survival rate is improved. Uptake of ARDS, another AIDS treatment program, is improved.
And Zimbabwe says the number of tourist arrivals in the country increased to 2 million last year from 1.8 million in 2013.
The ZANU-PF faction backing ousted party Vice President Joyce Mujuru says it has engaged lawyers to explore ways to challenge the party's December Congress, which they allege was illegal. Some political analysts predict the party is now headed for a split. Former Secretary for Administration Didmus Mtasa released a statement yesterday saying the Congress was null and void. Mtasa, who was referring to himself as the party Secretary for Administration, though he was replaced by Ignatius Chombo, claims to be representing the majority of ZANU-PF supporters, irked by the lack of internal democracy in the party. Attempts to reach party spokesman Simon Kayamoyo were futile. Studio 7's Blessing Zulu spoke with expelled former ZANU-PF spokesman Rugare Gumbo.
I completely agree with him. I think Blessing, I discussed with you during and after Congress and indicated that this was a farce. It was a total failure. It didn't take into account the feelings of the people. So we totally agree with Mtasa. Almost everything that he has said is absolutely correct. And I think members of ZANU-PF, as well as the generality of the Zimbabwean people, were waiting for this kind of statement. And we have emphasized, stressed that we can't be led by Amafikizo alone. No ways. You know, these are reactionary counter-revolutionaries who managed to infiltrate and worm their way in the party. And as far as we are concerned, they are just a bunch of tricksters and cooks.
So what are you going to do to challenge that Congress? Are you taking the legal route, the political route? What exactly are you planning to do?
Yes, we are taking the legal route. We are consulting our lawyers as soon as the consultation process is over, and then we can move on. But we can't leave the thing as it is. No way. These people are a minority. They don't have people. They just manage to get through this through hide and seek by having vote of no confidence passed on people who were elected by people. And these people who went to Congress were people who were appointed, not elected by people. And the amendment of the Constitution gave power to one person, and we are paying a price for it. So as far as we are concerned, we have to do something about it.
That was expelled former ZANU-PF spokesman Rugare Gumbo speaking with Studio 7's Blessing Zulu from Harare.